Passage 2. American scientists are developing maps that can identify areas of future flooding. The maps also may help scientists estimate the possibility of extremely dry weather and severe storms. Tom Jackson of the United States Department of Agriculture prepared the map after the April flood. He used information provided by satellites in the Earth's orbit. The maps are produced from dish receivers on the satellites. Each dish receiver measures the wetness of the soil by capturing the natural release of microwave radiation from the soil. The receivers turn rapidly. This produces complete coverage of each area the satellite passes over. Mr. Jackson and other scientists have tested Aqua's equipment in airplanes and satellites flying over several states. The scientists used the tests to develop ways to change the information gathered into maps. Mr. Jackson now plans to compare the microwave dish receiver findings with information from tests on the Earth's soil. He will use instruments at agricultural research service centers in four states. He will also study information provided by 40 ground observation centers across the country.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. Why are American scientists developing these maps? Question 15. How can the satellites catch the information about the soil? Question 16. What is the future work planned to do?